Hi, this is Caitlin Parker with my Helter Skelter podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about, you most likely guessed it, the book Helter Skelter, going into a little more detail about the mastermind behind the gruesome murders, Charles Manson. So, a question I get asked quite a bit is, how did Charles Manson lure people into the family? And once you read the book, you'll find that he uses different methods, and you find that he finds vulnerable people on the side of the streets in California. He finds them when they're basically at their lowest point, and he tells them that everything is going to be okay, that they're a good person, someone loves them, and he feeds them lies, all while basically calling it the new truth. And eventually they're brainwashed beyond control with sex, drugs, rock and roll, and a roof over their head. And it's honestly quite shocking. Another question that I get asked quite a bit is, was Charles Manson crazy? So, I know he wasn't professionally diagnosed as insane or crazy, but in my honest opinion, I think he was. Think about it. His different personas, if you can call them that, were a big clue for me. And he was known to go by God, Jesus Christ, Satan, and the devil. And these were names that he referred to himself as and his family referred to himself as. And another big clue for me was the family itself. And it's almost kind of weird. He takes these vulnerable people that he finds on the sides of the streets, lowest point, they're on the brink of death, and they honestly just need someone to love them and tell them that everything's going to be okay. And that's what he does for these people. And I guess he would say it was a good thing, but the aftermath of what happened was obviously not so good. And once, you know, he brainwashes these people, he has them commit these heinous crimes that he's orchestrated because he's too bitter to move on. For example, hitting up Terry Melcher's old house to murder the Tate victims. And he's too scared to do it himself. For example, Shorty Shea. And it's quite sad. This man grew up with such a horrible start to his life. So, I don't know. I guess it kind of just made him go insane. And it's honestly, it's quite sad. All right. And you'll find that he doesn't exactly think that he's crazy. He thinks that what he's doing is okay and that it's God's work. And I think that's the scariest aspect of it all, is he knows exactly what he's doing and he knows the impact that it has on lives, but it's still okay for him. I mean, that's honestly the scariest part. Alright, I think that's enough crazy talk for one day. Come back soon with another episode. Thank you.